Good afternoon, I'm Erin Gatzacker with WXPR News. A three-day search for a 17-year-old boy missing in Michigan's Upper Peninsula ended with the discovery of the teen's body. The Ottonagon County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday the body of Cam Bessonin had been found. The circumstances of his death weren't immediately disclosed by the authorities, nor was who found the body and where it was found. The search for Cam was centered near Paulding in Ottonagon County. Cam, whose family said he was autistic and nonverbal, was last seen Friday. He was wearing a long-sleeve shirt and jeans, clothes that don't offer much protection in cold weather. Hundreds of people searched for the teen over the weekend. Leaders of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians are urging people to get the COVID-19 vaccine as the number of Northwoods residents receiving a dose each week drops. Brittany Allen is a councilwoman for the tribe. She says she got the vaccine to set an example for other community members.
I'm adamant on the initiative that we're taking here on the reservation to get our people vaccinated. I think it's very, very important that we not only protect ourselves, but protect everybody else in the community against this COVID virus.
The Lac du Flambeau tribe is tightly knit and small. It has about 4,000 members, so Allen says an outbreak of coronavirus could be devastating to the community. She says it's been difficult to see how the virus has already disrupted the lives of tribal families.
Seeing the effects it's had on some of the families around here and how difficult it's been for some of these people to recover, you know, it kind of opened my eyes more to the whole situation. So I felt that me getting the vaccine as a community member was very crucial to protect everybody around me.
Community health workers estimate about 40% of tribal members have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. That's comparable to most counties in northern Wisconsin. But the number of COVID vaccine doses distributed on the reservation and in the region is dropping each week. The Lac du Flambeau tribe is hosting a walk-in Moderna vaccine clinic at the Lake of the Torches Convention Center this Friday, April 30th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The clinic is available and open to everyone, and the vaccine is free. The Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest is getting an early start to the camping season. Most developed campgrounds in the forest are set to open this week. WXPR's Katie Thorson shares what you need to know before you head outdoors.
Despite most of us waking up to fresh snow yesterday, it should start to feel more like spring this week with temperatures in the upper 50s. The early snowmelt and overall drier spring has meant the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest staff have been able to get work done earlier than usual. Chad Jacobson is the West Zone Recreation Program Manager.
That helped us to be able to get a jump start on the campground cleaning that we typically do of removing hazard trees and, you know, cleaning up some of the leaves that had blown in after last fall and cleaning some fire pits out and getting the bathrooms prepared with the developed rec side in mind. So I think we're actually doing, our forest is actually in pretty good shape moving into this recreation season.
The Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest opened its ATV, horseback, and bike trails this past weekend. Most developed campgrounds within the forest are set to open Thursday. The Forest Service saw an increase in visitor use last year. Jacobson expects that to keep up this season.
You know, we're kind of taking an all-hands-on-deck approach this year with to provide the, you know, recreation opportunities that we've had in the past. But knowing that because there is a high, an expectation of high use this year, you know, our recreation, as a recreation staff, we have to acknowledge that we can't do everything that we'd like to do. You know, and keeping safety as our number one priority, we want to, you know, we may have to limit some of the maintenance work we do or reduce the number of times we go to certain sites.
You can check out which campsites will be opening and the latest forest conditions on the Forest Service's website. We have a link on our website, WXPR.org. Jacobson says calling the ranger station in the district you plan on visiting is the best way to get the very latest conditions. He also asks that people do their part to stop the spread of invasive species. Don't bring in firewood from outside the area and clean off your hiking shoes, vehicles, and boats of any mud or debris that may be carrying invasive species. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
And next month, Rhinelander is kicking off its newest event, the Hodag Heritage Days. The week-long festivities start May 17th. The Rhinelander Chamber of Commerce is partnering with the Pioneer Park Historical Complex and Hodag Store for the event. Chamber event and program coordinator Rachel Balin says there will be a mix of in-person and virtual events to help fit everyone's comfort levels.
Just wanted to provide a good variety. And we also wanted to provide a nice variety of different types of activities. So we've got everything from art contests to scavenger hunts, a bike trail ride, and a parade. I mean, like, it's really well-rounded. There's something for everybody, all ages and stages.
Events will be going on all week, with Friday being the big in-person event. There will be a parked parade and Hodag Day designation at Pioneer Park. You can find a schedule and description of events on our website, wxpr.org. For WXPR News, I'm Erin Gottsacker.